Before that, though, time to get to Ben Lachlan, who joins us on the line on this Monday morning. Ben, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're going very well. How are you going after an up and down Big Bash? It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for all of those teams, sort of stuck in the quagmire from about second to seventh at the moment. How's your emotion been through the tour?
Yeah, it's been different, that's for sure. Yeah, than your normal Big Bash. Yeah, it's in and out of the team, and then not really sure on where you're going and how long you're going to be away for, and all those things. So yeah, it's been really challenging from that point of view, but yeah, well done to Cricket Australia. We're still going. We're still kicking. There's still games getting played. So
from a Brisbane Heat perspective, you sort of had a month break between games between December and January, and you took number 17 with a beautiful economy rate of under 6. What do you do in those lull times where obviously you're going round with the team? I suppose you probably got used to doing what Michael Nisa, et cetera, have been doing with the Australians for the last couple of months.
Yeah, you're a pine warrior. So you're on the bench and you're just training the Nets, really. It's sort of, with no other career going on, there's no other way to really force your way back in the team. So it's a bit of an interesting mental game, I suppose, because you really want the team and the guys to do well, but the only way for you to get back in is either an injury or the team not performing well. So, yeah, it does put you in a bit of an interesting mental headspace, I guess, but you just got to keep training, and if a chance does pop up, hopefully you can grab it, yeah. So it was nice to get a game under the other day, and yeah, hopefully get another one tomorrow.
Absolutely, mate. Just in terms of you being one of the very few players who've played in every BBL season so far, how do you see the tournament now? And if you were in charge, is there anything you'd particularly change about the BBL?
Everyone talks about how long it is now compared to what it used to be. But that's sort of a byproduct of us wanting to make more money. So
yeah, of course.
It's pros and cons. If you want to we take a pay cut and play less games, that might be more enjoyable for us from a point of view, but I think a lot of the guys are pretty happy making money. So, yeah, pros and cons. But I do think it was really nice. I think we played 10 games a couple of years ago, and I think that was a really nice window for all the families on school holidays and all that side of it. So I think that worked really well. But, yeah, there's not much else to watch on TV at the moment, so I think everyone's pretty happy that there's still Big Bash going.
Tell us about your calendar in 2021. Obviously, we know you've travelled all throughout the world playing Big Bash in all the a number of the different leagues internationally. What's it looking like for you? Are you going to restrict travel this year, or is it not an option at all? What's it shaping like?
I sort of made a decision after last Big Bash that I wasn't really keen to go away for too long. Maybe I think the T10 tournament is only a couple of weeks away, so then when COVID blew up, it sort of, I just basically put a line through everything. Not that I've had stupid amounts of offers to go everywhere, but I just sort of made the point that, I don't think doing the 2 weeks coming after a big tournament coming home, I think that's not in my mental wellbeing handbook, I don't think. So, I just decided I'd stay at home and do Big Bash, and hopefully the world can sort itself out eventually. But, it is what it is. So, yeah, I'm much happier to spend time at home than being in a hotel room.
The injection of a couple of Australian players back into the Heat as well. We will ask about Marnus. What's it like playing with him? He just seems to be, he has energy beans 24/7, it looks like, on the coverage. Is that what he's like off the cricket field as well?
Yes, absolutely. So he does bring that energy. So it's been a nice kick, to be honest. Normally we're a bit over it by the time he gets here, but it's been a nice injection of energy for Marnus to get up and about. So, so many theories and everything floating around, but it's also nice. We've sort of been stuck with the same bunch of blokes for a long time now. So when a new face comes in, it does give a little new dimension, someone else to talk to, and yeah, a different voice to hear. So it's good. Yeah, he loves the game and he's a superstar player. So it's a handy inclusion.
Do you still think it's been a bit of an up and down year, as Maisie said, and there's so many different teams? You play Perth, who are probably the hottest team going around at the moment. Do you still think that your team's best is as good enough to win this?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we've even shown it really our best. Maybe in half the game sort of thing. We might bat really well one game, but like the one that really sticks out for me is Chris Lynn got 50 off, was it 32 last game? And I don't think he hit one in the middle. There were four sixes off the inside edge, I think. And you're like, how can a guy score that quickly and not be hitting him that well? So he is primed to, and he's the sort of player that can literally win you a game off your own bat. So, I think there's plenty of improvement left in us. And yeah, I think that's the great thing about Big Bash and the way the salary cap works, that every team can beat everyone. Like, you watch today Finchie come out and smack, or tomorrow Finchie will come out and smack, and then the Renegades will look like world beaters again.
Yeah, absolutely. It is going to be a fascinating finish. Good luck in the run into hopefully another finals berth, and we'll look forward to watching the Brisbane Heat over the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.